Hey, everybody, this is Vince Miller. Thank you so much for joining me for another devotional. Today, we're going to be in John chapter 6. I'm going to read verses 43 down through 51. But first, a little shout out to Ken Brown from Clinton, Arkansas. Thanks, brother, for sharing these devos with your buds. The text reads, "Today, Jesus answered them," that's the Jews, "do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets," so their book, "and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God, for he has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died." Unfortunate. "This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, that anyone who eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Okay, now, given the last few days of devotionals on things like predestination and free will, eternal security, and of course the metonym of bread in this text, really this section should be easy to understand. But still, a lot of people really get hung up in this section on a couple of words and how salvation works. Now, the one word that presents this problem is Jesus's use of the word draw in this text. That's verse 44. Now, some people interpret this to mean that only God draws specific people to salvation. That's called predestination. But on the other side of the debate, free will, that is, others emphasize verse 45. And that is that everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. So if we focus only on these words in this text, then we get drawn right back into that debate. But this text has a tiny little caveat in it that some miss that sheds a lot of light on the subject matter. And it's the subjects to whom Jesus is speaking. You see, he's talking to more than just a general audience, even though there's probably others listening in. He's speaking to Jews. In verse 41, we note that. And he uses their scriptures. That's verse 45. And then Jesus is their Messiah. And he has come to them, like Moses, to bring salvation. So this section is directly addressing Jews about salvation that has come to them. And God has been trying to draw them, not just one time, but for a very long time. I mean, that's the oldest story the Bible has ever told. It's a story of God drawing mankind to him since the dawn of time. So from this, we can actually deduce that it isn't only one instance that God is drawing. It's a long history of God drawing and teaching in hopes that people will hear and believe. But, I don't really think that this debate is the primary subject matter of this text. The primary issue is really my belief. Do I believe in Jesus? That's the issue at hand. God has literally set the table. Salvation and its meal has been presented. The bread is warm and ready. But the question is, will I consume the life-giving bread into my soul and allow his life to consume? Guys, I hope this has blessed you today. I hope it's clarified some things for you. If it has, share it with someone else, and I'll see you right back here again tomorrow.